Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 15th of February 2026. Hope you're well. Hope you are having a great weekend. Apologies for the noise in the background. I'm just currently trying to really push my printer to clean the heads and everything. One of those annoying little problems that seems to come up. Basically, I've had a bit of an admin day today, to be honest. I bought a new PC the other day because my one was very, very old, wouldn't update. And although it still works, I felt we needed to upgrade it. So I bought a new one. And of course, I'm going through the whole struggle of trying to set up a new computer. It's not easy. It's not easy in the slightest. It just becomes a bit of a struggle. I'm very set in my ways in some ways. I have what I call a workflow, so I'm very used to how things, work. But when things change, I find it a struggle sometimes, and that's certainly a case with a new PC. Everything's in a different place. I sound like an old person, I know, but everything's in a different place, and it becomes very, very tricky. Anyway, more on that. Well, won't go into that too much. Got to say, I've had a great weekend here. Headed down to the allotment Friday after I sent that podcast out to you. And although we did have quite a bit of rain, I was able to tidy up the place and get it looking pretty damn good. And then on Saturday, the garden, I was out in the garden. It was dry weather, which really made me very, very happy. Got a lot done, but I did see a mouse amongst my compost bins. You'll hear more about the weekend on the podcast. Now, one thing that we did today was sow the cauliflower seeds. This is a variety called All Year Round. Now, cauliflower can be one of those difficult plants to grow. A lot of people do struggle with them. And the reason that people struggle with them is that they are a brassica. They do have very specific needs. But two, being a cauliflower, they are very susceptible to bolting if they get too hot or too dry. So I find we start these off and they'll probably give us some early summer cauliflowers, maybe even spring cauliflowers. And what I'll do is I'll pretty much sow cauliflowers every month during the growing season. Just a few to spread them out, but just enough that we can get some good cauliflowers. You don't need hundreds of cauliflowers. Four or five is probably enough every month or so, if that. So what I've done is I've taken a plug plant tray, filled it up with seed sowing compost. I then dip a single hole in each plug plant about, half a centimetre deep and drop a single seed in each plug plant. I've actually placed them in my heated propagator, but they won't be in the heated propagator for long, just until they germinate. Then we need to take them out because if they grow too quick when they're warm, they will grow leggy. Brassicas don't like the heat. It's just to give them a bit of bottom heat to get started. Now, if you don't have a heated propagator, over radiator will be fine. But you don't necessarily need the heat. They will germinate undercover in a cold frame or in a kitchen windowsill or something like that, regardless. Now, of course, you don't also need to use plug plant starters. It's just something I use because I use them a lot and they do me a lot of good. But you could just broadcast sow them in a seed tray, let them grow on and prick them out when they are large enough to handle. Now, they are going to need potting on before we plant them out. They're not really going to go outside until middle of March if they are large enough to cope with outside. And even then, they're going to need to be under a cold frame of sake. But in the meantime, what we're going to do is just prepare the area where they are to grow. So it starts off by clearing away any weeds, adding some organic matter, and most importantly, adding lime. Brassicas do need the alkaline adjusted for the soil to make the best of them. Anyway, come mid-March, we'll plant them out, we'll dig a hole, drop the root ball in, tamp the ground around them. We want to give them good 45 centimetres of space around each plant, but they do need a bit of space, and then we'll allow them to grow. Keep them well watered, occasional feed with a general purpose fertiliser should be okay as well, but on a whole, it should be pretty easy. As long as you keep them weed-free and keep them moist. Eventually, a curd will start to develop, and that curd will develop into a good cauliflower. And you have to pick that just at the right time, as soon as it looks ready. I often find, particularly in the summer, when you leave cauliflower to go for longer than it needs, it can be a bit of a problem. But as long as you pick the cauliflower exactly the right time, you should be okay. Now, the key things to remember with cauliflowers. One, if they do need a bit of shade, if it does get hot, to shade them out to keep them cool. Two, make sure they never dry out. And three, lime added to the soil. And you should be successful. I do find summer cauliflowers to be the hardest to grow because of the fact they can get very, very hot. But we'll sow them quite regularly. If we sow them in May, that will be a winter cauliflower. So we really want to sow some February, March, April, May, and then again July, August for spring cauliflowers. Go give it a try. Let me know how you get on. Now, I'm actually not at work tomorrow or Tuesday, because Tuesday I am off to the Garden Press event. I'm heading up to London tomorrow to meet up with Lee. Garden Press event is an event I go to every year. It's an event where members of the gardening media, be it TV, radio, magazines, YouTubers or podcasters, Instagrammers, they go and get in front of many of the companies, the brands that are selling products, and they want to get into newspapers and get themselves seen. So I'm off to that on Tuesday. I go every year. I often find myself chatting to a lot of people and finding some good angles to get some good content from. Autopot is a great example. I met them there and we've had a good relationship with them. Hotbin as well. And these are the type of things I'm going for. I'm after content. I'm after things that you want to hear about. So I'd love to hear if there is anything in particular, any brands that you want me to find out about and get in touch with, and anything that you would really like to hear more about. Right, well, I'm better go get ready, because it still feels like there's a lot to do. But in the meantime, you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.